This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The federal investigation into corruption in Springfield and Commonwealth Edison is taking a huge step closer to one of the biggest players in Illinois politics. Late yesterday, federal prosecutors leveled corruption charges against four former ComEd executives and lobbyists. This indictment accuses the four of arranging a bribery scheme to influence Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. Madigan has not been charged. WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos is part of our team covering this story. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Lisa.
Dan, we know ComEd executives admitted to this bribery scheme almost 4 months ago. Now, briefly remind us of the broad strokes here.
Yeah, the gist of the charges are that ComEd paid a bunch of money to one of the former lobbyists who was indicted yesterday, and ComEd paid this lobbyist much more than most lobbyists would get. In fact, he did not pocket most of that money. Instead, he funneled it on to friends of Madigan, including two former aldermen and two precinct captains in Mike Madigan's 13th Ward political organization out by Midway Airport on the southwest side of Chicago.
And with yesterday's indictment, Dan, we learned that there were some more details about how this scheme worked. Can you fill us in on those?
So the four people who were charged yesterday include the former CEO of ComEd and its parent company, Ann Pramaggiore. And also charged were some ex-ComEd lobbyists, including Jay Doherty. He was allegedly the pass-through in this bribery scheme for those consultants that were tied to Mike Madigan. And they also charged Mike McLean, and he's probably the most important name of the four in this indictment in terms of where this all may be going. For decades, McLean managed to be both a ComEd lobbyist and a trusted advisor to Mike Madigan. The feds describe Mike McLean as playing the pivotal role in this scheme, and he was the one that is described as making sure that there was a mutually beneficial relationship between the state's biggest utility and one of its biggest name politicians.
All right, so you've got House Speaker Michael Madigan. He denies wrongdoing, and again, he's not charged with anything. What are these defendants saying?
We know that Mike McLean, Ann Pramaggiore, and Jay Doherty all have lawyers, and all of them say that they are not guilty, and they plan to fight the charges vigorously. McLean's lawyer said his client is just getting squeezed unfairly by the feds because they want to bring down Mike Madigan. And McLean's lawyer says McLean will never stop fighting these charges.
So, Dan, what's next for Madigan and what is next in this investigation?
So the top federal prosecutor in Chicago is leading the investigation, and his spokesman wanted to make clear to me last night that this investigation is, quote, ongoing. So beyond the potential legal ramifications for Madigan, there's also the potential political fallout, which was already pretty serious for him even before this new indictment. Mike Madigan's been speaker for almost 36 of the last 38 years, and the Democrats still have a comfortable majority in the Illinois House, but not all the members of his party in the House favor him remaining as speaker. He's been trying to drum up enough votes to keep that speaker's gavel. He's also faced calls to resign as chairman of the Democratic Party of Illinois from some other big-name Democrats, including Governor J.B. Pritzker and the two U.S. senators from the state of Illinois.
That was WBEZ's Dan Mihalopoulos. And in the interest of full disclosure, ComEd is a WBEZ underwriter. Thanks so much, Dan.
My pleasure, Lisa.
You're listening to 91.5 WBEZ.